Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, February 2nd, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
I am Tandono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about political violence in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com or on www.voashona.com and on www.voandevele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are talking about political violence in Zimbabwe ahead of the crucial 2018 general elections.
Suspected ZANU-PF members on Thursday allegedly attacked opposition leader Joyce Mujuru of the National People's Party in Harare, and several parties and some stakeholders have condemned the attack.
Cases of politically motivated violence are usually high in the run-up to general elections in Zimbabwe. More than 100 people were killed by suspected ZANU-PF activists in 2008. ZANU-PF has, over the years, denied any involvement in politically motivated violence.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Mahlaba Zulu, lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona, lo Kip Stube ke ku-Studio 7 ku-Live Talk. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngokukhahlamezwa kwabantu ngesikhathi sokhetho. Siyakwazi ukuthi ke izolo inkosikazi Joyce Mujuru we-National People's Party utshayiwe, etshaywa ngabantu abacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabe bandla le-ZANU-PF. Ulimele sibili lapha emhlathini. Kwathi abanye abantu bakhandwa ngamatshe, bashaywe sibili, behamba-hamba, bezama ukuthi bangene kuZulu, kunangale ke eHarare. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngakhonoku ukuthi ngesikhathi sokhetho kuba lodlakela. Lwenziwa kuyini udlakela lolu? Njalo nxa lukhona, kambe ukhetho luza kuqhutshwa njani? So ngenani khathi sikuhlelo, sixoxeni, kunjalo kanti.
Ndiripo dwe, makadini ko?
Hayi, nyaphila mfowethu.
Good, good. Ya, nasi inyasofadza ndiye kurwisana kunoita mapoka ezvamatongero enyika. Tinonzwa mazuva sapura vapresident vachitaura vachiti vanoda kuita sarudzo yakachena isina kurwisana, isina kubira, isina chinyi. Asi chimwe chinhu charamba chakunetsa ndicho kurwisana kunoita mapoka aya. Zviri kuamba zvichienderera mberi nezuro chete, zuva rimwe chete, amai Joyce Mujuru vano mutungamiri webato riya rinonzi National People's Party. Vakatemwa namatombo kuGlen Norah, vakatoendeswa kuchipatara kuna doctor. And musi umwe chete iwoyo, umwe murume kwachivi akarohwa zvekare kuchinzi kwanzi uriwe MDC, munoti nyadzisa chinyi chinyi, akakuvara zvikuru. Meno kuti zvichafamba se muchipatara maari. Kumasvingo inongova nyaya imwe chete iyoyo. Saka inyaya inonetsa nekuti inyaya yevanhu. Vanhu ndovanoafektwa nenyaya dzakaita sedzidzi. Saka toda kuti timbotarisa nyaya yekurwisana uku kuti zvinombofamba seko, chii zvinombokonzera kuti zvinhu zvidai, uye zvekuti chingaitwa chinyi kuti kurwisana uku kupere vanhu vakwanise kuita sarudzo yavo murugare.
So already we've got some people who are actually sending us messages on Facebook, that is VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So one of them is Tandwe Spanda, who says, evening before we do, ngalizwa ngobulawayo. Then of course another person by the name Evelyn says, you know, political violence is a disease in Zimbabwe. So how best can we stop it? So ke kuzobuya njalo lomunye obhalileyo lapha uthi nguThabani. UThabani uthi ye, siyakubona ukuthi konoko kwe-political violence kuyahlupha kwele Zimbabwe. Pho sikuqeda njani? Yeah, people are asking questions here on how to end political violence one day. So we've actually invited some guests to come on board so that we can actually discuss this issue. So we don't know whether we've got one of our guests or not right now. So we've got Mr. Teo Mavhinga, who is a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavhinga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs and Mr. Wale. Thank you so much for having me on the program.
Thank you very much. So what is your take on political violence in Zimbabwe?
Well, there are three problems, Gibbs, with political violence in Zimbabwe. Number one, a proper definition of political violence in Zimbabwe is that it is state-sponsored violence mainly, which means that it has got elements of the state, soldiers and the police. So in the case of the violence against Amai Mujuru and their supporters in Glenora, we understand there were at least two soldiers involved. So that's the nature of political violence. It's mainly state-sponsored. It is not about basically about political parties per se. Number two, there is what we call impunity, which means that there is no, in most cases, there is no police action to arrest perpetrators and hold them accountable or bring them to justice. So you find that most of the cases of political violence in Zimbabwe go unpunished, and that encourages, you know, repetitive and recurring cycles of violence. And finally, the idea is not only to violate the rights of the few who are beaten up. So, for example, Maim Juru was beaten up. She is suspected of having suffered a mandible fracture, injuries to the eyes and her teeth. And this is meant to strike fear in the hearts of thousands of, hundreds of thousands of voters, that if it can happen to a Maim Juru, what more about an ordinary supporter? So these are the challenges that we face in Zimbabwe, that it is actually for the purposes of achieving a political end. It's part of really what ZANU-PF has used over the years. And it has to stop, but it will not stop if the police fold their hands and do not do anything to insist on accountability.
Mr. Mavhinga, before we take our first caller, I wanted to find out, when you say it's state-sponsored, and you went down a list explaining why it is supposed to be state-sponsored as opposed to political parties that are just going after each other, is there a point where leaders of the state send people out to commit these acts, or is just spontaneous or overzealousness on the part of the ruling party supporters?
No. It has got several layers, but the main critical layer, Mr. Wade, is this. I will take you back to the 2008 presidential runoff elections, where the Joint Operations Command of the Security Force, of the soldiers, organized and deployed soldiers across the country in districts to beat up people and intimidate them, and to ensure that there is fear and that they vote for ZANU-PF. This was state-sanctioned, state-controlled, state-sponsored. It's clear. But then what happens with ZANU-PF supporters is that they ride on the wave of impunity. That is to say, you know, when I was investigating, I have been investigating the political violence in Zimbabwe since, 1998. And when I was investigating in 2008 in Epworth, you know, a ZANU-PF supporter told me this. He said, no child of ZANU-PF will spend a night in the cells because of political violence. So because of that, the knowledge that they will not be arrested, this is what encourages them. So there is, the state again is complicit, because the state is telling them, the police are saying, we will not handle political cases. So if they know that the police will not arrest them, what stops them from, behaving as if the law is in their own hands or their own pockets. But again, the state is responsible because it fails in its primary duty to maintain law and order and to arrest these culprits.
Right. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please stand by.
We've got to you. Yeah, we've got another guest, and that is Honorable Joseph Chuma. He's a member of parliament for Belanda Bampopoma, and he's under the ruling ZANU-PF party. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. How are you doing?
No, siyaphila kakhulu. Ngifisa ukuthi sikhulume ngesinto sibili, ngesindebele qho. Ukuthi umzwile lapho uthi wamavinga ekhuluma esithi ibandla leZANU-PF ungazani lingaze liyenze udlakela lonke lolu avela abantu ababotshwa kwenziwa kwini khona kujuma.
Well, mina engikwaziyo ukuthi yona njengoba ngihlala ngisitsho nje akukaze kube isinqumo esithathwa libandla leZANU-PF ukuthina akuhambe kube lokudlakulo phansi ngayo. Kodwa-ke into esiyaziyo mhlobo lina kuyenzakala kuyatholakala uyeza ukuthi ngapha sokuthawele ngapha sokuniyazele ngapha sokubulakele okuyinto esingayithabisiyo. People must understand that there is no room for violence for whatever reason and from whatever corner. Yinto esingeyisafuna ukuthi sibesokusiyivumelana naye ngoba into okumele uzibuze nanoba uzana uzabuya kuwe mathupha uza kuthini xa sokuqonde emzini wako kanye kanye uza kuzwa njani. So into okumele ihlalise ibeziningi zabantu lula into okuhlala besetshenziswa lethubeti abantu elitshayalo elitshayelwana ayisebenzi ngoba end of the day uphuma ungela lutho usuke umazi umuntu usuke engozi even ingozi kula abayenza okwengozi and usuzuzuna ukwenzelani khonoku ungasuze uthole ngitho ngitho nebhayisikili langkhona elinto zalezo ozithunyelweyo. So into esingayivuniyo ngako hlakasikela even kuZANU-PF as a party ngililunga mna le-central committee which is the highest making decision body outside Congress asikaze sikuvumelana khonoko even ngesikhathi sikamongameli owaphumayo umongameli womgabe wayehlele ukukhuluma kanesolo umongameli omutsha laye ukhuluma sobala. Kodwa-ke I think now into somele yenzakale ukuthi khona akule kutshengisele ukuthi abantu bona laba abenza khonokho kulezi nsuku sesine-technology ukuthi abantu bekwakusela ama-video lanilani bani laba balandele bebanje be-expose ama-video ahambe abe-viral beke bebanje abantu laba bejezise so that kutshengisele ngesiqinisela ukuthi for sure when umongameli kumayesithi khona ngafuni violence uhulumende kumayesithi ngafuni violence iZANU-PF ezephathi sibe ayifuni violence nxa ungakwenza uyamawedwa laphana uthwale isiphambano sakho wedwa then singaqala ukwenza khonoku even bona laba abantu ama-overzealance bazakuqina khonoku ngoba nathesi sikhuluma so sokune system yena leyo kuna abantu sebengcolisana uyathola ukuthi kona omunye umuntu uyathatha i-tshirt ye-MDC ayigqoke ayenze ubudlongdlongo laphana besotha i-MDC yesiyenze lokho omunye athatha iZANU-PF ayenze laphana besotha iZANU-PF siyenze lokho and so the only way esingakuvala kunto lokho yikuthi akeni sithatheni inyathelo yokuthina abantu besibe responsible nxa into lezisenzakala abantu babhizi bathatha amavidiyo abantu abenza ama-incidenti besifa akeni thatha amavidiyo anjengabona la bantu abenze udlakelo olunjalo nxa besezivayolensi lena athatheni ike lwafake lwaphoste sitshiye ube lokhu siphoste zamanga ye utswakela isefile ye lokhu sokuze so umuntu ephila ye uyagula siyakwazi but uyaphila yaphoste i-useless things asiposteni izinto asiposteni izinto ezimqoka into ezinjengazona lezizona lezi ezevayolensi ukuthi simbone umuntu mathupha kuvidiyo esipostile abona ethwele isitini esijika siye sibokazi lo nguzibani uGibbs Dube nangiyana sibonile sibe ethwele isitina then umthetho usulandela-ke the law ikubambe Dube ikujikele entilongweni sikuvale sikekwazi nam kuya yisizeke isizesana singaqala ukwenza khonoku I think abantu bazadesista from ukwenza udlawudlawo onjalo ngoba in this new dispensation in this new era even in this century and age into ye-violence leyo into kumele ngabe sakhulume ngayo siphucukile sifundile kanti pho into la abayitshoyo yona izimbabwe i-literacy rate yangona izayi iba ngabi nxa sesiba la bantu abezinto ezokulema onjalo so ohamba lele kulitshana labantu umuntu ngabe free azikhambele nemali ikhambela wena nxa ungahambelani naye so what yenza okwakho nawe uyekelelwa naye enze okwakhe that's how things should be abantu bazikhethele ngokubona ngokuzwa ubana umuntu lo uphetheni umumetheni wini angasenzela khona ngamaphambilini
siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Juma ubambe khonapho ungayindawo so what Honorable Juma was saying is that ZANU-PF does not condone any violence so he says you know even during President Mugabe's time, the former President Mugabe's time, you know, he never encouraged violence. So he says, you know, these days there's a lot of technology. Why don't people actually capture those people that perpetrate violence on the phone? And then you post it on Facebook, you post it on any social media platform so that it goes viral and those people will be actually exposed and humiliated. So he says that's another way of actually keeping violence.
It's a good idea, Gibbs, but it's not always practical.
Ask him.
Yes. Mr. Chuma, are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm there.
Yes. Your suggestion is quite interesting, but in most cases, it's not quite as practical as it might be, because these people, if they see you capturing them on video, for example, they'll drop everything they are doing and come after you. The fact that there is no one, there's no referee in between, no one to protect them when people from the ruling party supposedly attack them, also makes it very, very difficult for anyone to stand their ground and say, you do this to me, I'm going to the police. And when you go to the police, we have heard of instances where people who go to complain end up being arrested themselves. So what can you say to a person who would like to take your advice and do that without fear of being attacked himself?
You see, the beauty of our phones nowadays is that they can actually zoom in a picture. So you don't have to be right there where the thing is happening. You can stand some distance away and actually shoot a video and zoom it in so that it's quite clear. And just be careful. You don't have to hold it like a cameraman, for television, who really hold it up there. You can hold it in a discreet way and still take a video. But what I'm saying is that we need to have these people exposed, because at the end of the day, most of these people are hiding behind political parties. They are tainting all political parties, because at times you'd hear it's MDC people that have done this, it's some people that have done that. Like for instance, this issue of the mishap that happened to my Mjuru, it has got so many versions now that I've had. Blair, unfortunately, but the one version that I heard is that Zanzi Manjuru came to some shopping complex there in Glenora, and then there were some bodyguards who were overzealous about it, saying, President, why we are President, why we are pushing people, shoving people. And one of those Magorimbos, those runners by the complex, and then was pushed and fell down. When he stood up and confronted the bouncer slapped him, and that's where the fight started. And then the other runners came in to reinforce one of their own, and that's how the violence then began. And then somebody is saying it's some chairman of ZANU-PF for youth wing that did that. So there are so many versions to that story, and we will never know the truth unless if there was somebody who then could discreetly take a shot of all those happenings. Today, we'll be sitting down watching those videos in our social media and then identify and say, oh, this is so-and-so, oh, this is so-and-so. And then we will then coerce the police to do their jobs, because their job is to serve and protect. And they must do that. And I think in the new dispensation now, that era of trying to hide behind ZANU-PF is gone. We've got some of the ZANU-PF people now who are actually on bail because of actions that they did some time back. I remember there's a guy who was on bail because of some kidnappings that he did. So at least maybe with this kind of wave, we are given some sort of a hope to say that now if you do this, you are going to be on your own, you are going to carry your own cross.
Yes.
But let us have these people identified for sure, and they exposed and brought out, and then we want to see the police action after that.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. I'm sure that our listeners are taking note of your advice, mm-hmm. and we hope that it might be a contribution to lowering the violence, the spree of violence. Tinemu Mupafoni, vamachakata muripo here. Vamachakata muchiripo. I think we've lost that one.
So let's go to Mr. Tioma Vinga, maybe yes. to read yeah. to yeah. So Mr. Mavinga, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here again.
Now can you react to what Honorable Chuma was saying? Because it seems as if he's saying take people some videos and post them on social media. Does it work when it's political violence?
Well, I want to acknowledge that it helped. It helped to expose the violence.
Mm-hmm.
It helped to expose the perpetrators. So he is correct. But in terms of law and order, we need proper policing in Zimbabwe. Policing that is not partisan. Policing that is not subservient to ZANU-PF. Policing that says political violence, no tolerance, whoever commits it. But it's not happening. So in Glenora, what has happened? Where is the police report? Where is the police action? Amai Mujuru is a senior political and national figure. She cannot make up stories. She was beaten up by ZANU-PF supporters, and we have seen pictures of the victims. So what we now need, which is missing, is action, swift action by the police to investigate and hold accountable the perpetrators, number one. Number two, President Mnangagwa himself must speak and address directly the issues of political violence. He must address the issue of Amai Mujuru specifically, because he cannot just say in unclear, ambiguous terms that there will be free and fair elections, but does not say anything when the violence is open and clear for everyone to see, as we have seen in Glenora.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. I think we've got a caller on the line. Long Babu Mashongani. Mashongani, kunjani Babu?
Go on.
Yeah, so akusho ukuthi wena ubona njani uDlakela ngesikhathi sokhetho kathesi?
UDlakela angeke uphele. Wabona mina isikhathi ngisekhaya ngoDisemba lapha.
Mhm.
Ngibe ngivule iStudio 7, kafika omunye ex-combatant mara sihlala sonke lapha.
Mhm.
Adi station lezi zivula akazifuneki lapha. Zokuchisele indlu. Manje ubaba uChuma makhuluma lapho ngiyamlalela. Angakhuluma into eyizwakala ukuthi ufuze uzotshela abantu, because la bantu laba bathumiwe ukuthi bayenze ngale ndlela leyo. Manje mina angiboni ukuthi ingaphela leyo, because uyabona ukuthi la bantu laba sothi hamba uyombophisa, angeke abophiwe lo muntu lona.
So kodwa ukuthatha abantu ama-videos kuyenzakala khonokho ukuthi abazekuchaya uhlu bathathe ama-videos
ngendlela. Akubathathe banamandla. Ngithi bathumiwe umuthi wazokuthabasaseyithatha le foni le, wazokuthathela le foni angeke. Manje uba uChuma ukhona lapho?
Ye, ukhona baba.
Mathi abantu laba abathumelwe sebathathe ama-video, uyavuma ukuthi la bantu laba bayakwenza lokho? Of angavumi yena, usayenza njengalokho athi angavumi.
Ngiyakela ukuthi ye kodwa kuphendule ngizo ubamba khonapho baba Chuma, uyawuza umbuzo? Baba Kolite, uyakuzwa umbuzo?
Ngikahlekanje.
Ye, uthi khona ukhona ukuthi wena uthi abantu laba bethathwe ama-videos. Kusho ukuthi uyavuma ukuthi ngabantu bezanube into njalo?
Engikushoyo, ngifuna angizwise kuhle ubaba la. Ngithe mina, thina njengeZANU-PF, asikaze sihlale phansi sithi khona abantu ngabahambe beyotshaya abantu phansi ngale. And ngihlala edalela ngkhona ele central committee elibumbe umthetho phandle kweCongress. So asikaze sikhipha amazwana ukuthi hamba lotsha abantu, kodwa siyakwazi ona kuyenzakala kunabantu abenza khonoku, bazenzela abanye nge-power hungry yabo, ukuthi engxa umuntu ufika ngu-MP ephela nabampopo malapha kimi, siyabona ukuthi lapha selama-opponents sengizenzela mna sengithumela abantu ukuthi khona hamba lotsha abantu labana libethuseni. Mina ngwami ngenza khonokhwana yengilunga lezano PF kodwa akuphumanga kuzano PF ngenze khona kwana bese ufuna ukuchaza ngoti zano PF yiyo i ruling party yiko sithi kona asikufuni kona kwana yiko ngisithi kona mina ake kuthatha ama video ngoba kathesi so nxa siyenzakele even alenza kale e Harare land ukuthi bekwathi ngubani okwenzileyo nxa kungasela lokuzeni i evidence yangona kugcina kusifa kunjalo which is very unfair njoba omunye ekhuluma laphana umayimjuru ngomunye wabadala bethu njalo liwo veteran lethu asiwa muntu omele aphathwe njalo besides khonoko even umuntu ongumntwana laye kamele angaphathwe njalo akumelanga umuntu atshawe for whatever reason ngenxa yokuthi ukhethe enye into wena ongayikhethanga so yikho ngisithi mina sifuna ukuthi kube le evidence yokuthi bona sibili sibili nangeyani uthuma uyabonakala empikitheni lapha kuvideo ethwele isitina ejikisile njalo nxa sokumenjalo soku-right ngoba sesinayo i-evidence ekathuma esenza
khonokwanailunga
ne-zanu p f kodwa i-zanu p f ayimthumanga ukuthi ayenze khonokwana uzenzela yena ngoba yena uyisihwaba ufuna ukuhlala ekupower by all means at all cost
yes yakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba chuma so Mr. Mashongani, it actually posed a question to Mr. Chuma on that, you know, by suggesting that there should be this use of cameras, you know, to capture people in action, does he suggest that maybe he knows that ZANU-PF activists actually do this? So Chuma says, yes, maybe there could be some ZANU-PF activists, but he can't vouch for that. So, Baba Mashongani, what do you think about this?
Angivumelani naye kahle because uyabona ukuthi lapha angakhulumanga iqiniso mati yena singayenzeka labathi singabathumanga ngoba amandla lawa abatholaphi even maybe isikhathi sahambile but ngize ngifuna ukubuza ukuthi isikhathi lesi sase-2008 abathi lawa baye babulawa bashayiwa lapha akavuma ukuthi labathi laba babe bathumiwe or babe bangathumwanga but izithi zakudala ngize ngicela ukuthi maybe umbuze kancane lokho ukuthi manje angavuma ukuthi kube kuzenjani ukuthi abathi babulalwe lapha mathi manje abathi bafuze babophiwe uma kuthi ngibo labebezana or ngubani athatha umlawa awufake ezandleni zakhe
ye so siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Mashongani sizambuza-ke sungalalela lawe khona buza kuphendula sesilomunye baba futhi ecingweni sibongele kakhulu so I think we've got another caller
yes tine muno parunare chamoto muripo here
Magadini.
Tiripo Magadini zvenyu.
Tiripo takasimba chaizvo.
Muri kupi?
Ndiri kuteerera. Ya, tiripo tiri right but ndiri kuteerera zviri kuitika zvakaitika namai mujuru. And we all got with very interesting. The most interesting thing is we are in a new dispensation in Zimbabwe which everybody probably across political divide we're celebrating it. Now the biggest problem there with like Sangazitar one of your guests was saying we need videos. Obviously we that might be impossible, but at the same time we don't know who really did that. We are coming out of another dispensation of people who have got probably who used to beat up people, and we know 2008 I was in Zimbabwe at that time, I saw it happening, but now the president has come up and said we want free and fair elections, which we believe is exactly what he wants, but at the same time we are looking at also that there can be some people who are trying to derail what the president is bringing to the table, which is mostly a very where everybody is inclusive in making decisions. He's not even denied to have all observers from the European Union, from everybody. This is the first time that we are going to have observers if he goes with his word. So I'm looking at a man who really wants to include everybody. Now we have got some people who would love to derail that. What if it is MDC people that have beaten up the Miami jury? What if it is Miami jury who's making up this? Nobody really knows what's happening until the evidence are put to everybody to see.
Pamwe, you know, pane vanogona kuzokubvunzaiwo kuti okay, azvina mhosva kuti ari kurova vanhu ndiani. Ko mapurisa ari kupi? Because it doesn't matter kuti warohwa nemunhu weMDC kuti wezanu. Nyaya iripo ndekuti warohwa uchiroverwa nyaya dzematongerwo enyika. Ko mapurisa ari kupi? Mapurisa akadini kuuruka pana panyayai? Akati taongorora nyayai. Vanhu vakarova mamujurunda vava vakati 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 vakati. Just so that people can see that there are consequences when a crime is committed in whoever's name it is committed. Mapurisa ari kupi ndo zvingada zvofunzwa navamwe vanhu.
Izo zvose zvakangofanana nenyaya dzese semazira tinoita kuti nyaya kana dziri mukati mapurisa hadzisi nyaya dzinongobuda dzese. Mapurisa haangoi panze kuti takabata vanhu uye vanhu vacho ndiana nini. We are not sure exactly what's happening on the ground. Probably pane vanhu vakatobatwa nenyaya idzodzo. We don't really know at the moment. Or what really happened exactly, we don't know. But the thing is, if mapurisa akabata vanhu, mapurisa haende kumedia achitani vanhu venyu vaendeana ningi. It's a process that goes, they need to investigate people, they need to know who these people are before they even come to us. This thing just happened quite recent. And even not only in Zimbabwe, in any country in the world, police don't go straight to the media and say, we've got these people. But the police have to make sure you are only guilty until you are when you are convinced. But if you are not convinced, you are not convicted as yet, you are still a free person. Even if the case looks like that and it shows like you are really the person who did it, until they have the full evidence, then they can come to the media to tell us this is exactly what happened. But at the moment, the president was asked this similar question. His Excellency was asked the similar question, and he answered it. That was way before all this happened. He says, we will have this rule, and we have these people that are not sent by the party, but they are overzealous people. If they are ZANU-PF, that is. Now, how do we know that they were ZANU-PF youth? How do we also know that the MDC youth? Nobody really knows. It could be overzealous people like Tons, people who, you know, Zama Windar, who died drama takes, like what Honorable Chuma was saying, that there could be these guys that have been affected. Who really knows? Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Now, we as Zimbabweans, this is the only time in our lifetime that probably we are going to witness a free and fair election, which the international community, inclusively, not only the African Union, but everybody is going to be in there to support the to be able to see whether this was free and fair. And I don't think these guys are opening these doors to everybody and start beating up people. I don't think there's any. They need credibility, this
Thank
government.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Say, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that.
Thank you. And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we're talking about political violence in Zimbabwe ahead of the 2018 general elections. And our guests are human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga and ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma. So I guess we've got another caller on the line. Baba Mbongeni Sithole, kunjani?
Siyaphila baba Mzambini.
Siphile kakhulu. Ungaphi khonapho?
Siyegoli South Africa.
Awubone ke. Ungathini ke ngodlame ngesikhathi sokhetho? Khathesi kunje.
Into yokuqala nje yokuthi abantu vele bona abathuli bayazi vele kokuthi iZANU-PF vele yona libandla legazi. Lokho vele lo mgabe vele wayevele kuthi ukuthi ibandla lakhe libandla legazi, iZANU-Europa. Umeqala ukubusa vele wahle waqala ukubusa ngokubulala. Simbonile nango-2008 iZANU-PF kudliwa kayo kukhetho laphayana. Ishaya abantu nami ngazibone ngemathupha ekhaya laphayana. Mina ubaba wami ngomunye umuntu washaywa kakhulu phambi kwabantu iZANU-PF. Abanye abantu begalulise ekudanile emakhasa le vele kwakuyinto enzima kakhulu. Sihlala sibaleka, sicatshe entabeni everyday sibaleka. Injokothiwa ubani wavotela bani nobani wathi abantu bebelayiniswa. Ngibuza ukuthi wena wavotela bani ngubani wathi kuvote uvotele mina ubaba wami bengitshelele ngomunye umuntu obhalile ngathi be-MDC laphaya endaweni yakithi elinde khonaphaya umuntu vele wavele bemfuna namanje I think vele babhizi vele bamfuna kakhulu so leyo nto leyo yiyo into iZANU-PF vele yaziyo kokuthi wena ukhetho ngeke izilwile ezilongeza abantu behluphile kaphi liyakwazi ukuthi ma ngabe vele ingazange yenza udlakela ukhetho lolulala ngeke izilwile ngoba abantu bahlupheka ngeke abantu bavotele umuntu besazi ukuthi lo muntu nguye sembusweni ophethe umsebenzi manje kodwa akakhona ukusiza abantu bezimbabwe abantu bahlupheka abantu abalamsebenzi abantu abalalutho yini into abazokhampena bethi bayincedisa abantu for 37 years phela ukuthi umgabe sephumile kungena umnankakho kodwa umnankakho naye still ngumuntu obelokhu evele esebenza lezane okuphezu from eight until mandi nabona laba futhi abayingomasosha khona yiwo vele ayenza ukulwa khona lokhu namapholisa so vele kuzoba more ukudlula lokho esihlala sikubona ngoba manje vele umbuso vele uphethwe ngamasosha azoyenza futhi ukuthi umnankakho yaluwina lolo lukhetho ngokushaya abantu ngokubulala abantu sizokubona kuqhubekela phambili kungavele emuva khona lokho kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu vele abantu futhi ayikho into abazoyenza ngoba abantu bezane uPF ma beshaya abantu ababotshwa kubotshwa bona laba abashayayo so kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu le eyenzakalayo kakhulu vele kungaka ukuthi asinike isazi lokuthi kuzeyenzakalayo
Esithole baba sibongile kakhulu ube lempela fike enhle kakhulu ba.
Yeah, hayi ngiyabonga mnakho.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Esithole. He was saying that, you know, the ZANU-PF is to blame for all the political violence. And he says, you know, it's strange that ZANU-PF activists are not usually arrested whenever they're suspected to be, you know, the motivators of that kind of violence.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Chuma is going to come in, but let's take a caller and then... I think we've got a call on the line.
Yeah. Forward, Muchiri Poyer, Mkoma Forward.
Mkoma Forward, Wadbano, Masora Sey.
Tasora, Masora Sey, Makateri Ranya Edukai, Tiba Tirebo.
Ayo, ndo etno terera, Zakanyanya, Zwarenguwane, Zwanes, Zwabozi, Kino Batrika, Zakakurisa, Pachiro, Nkwaiteji, Zakatanga, Zekunde, Yangari, Redi, Yangari, Zimbabwe. Ah, then Maru Nesuchas, no, Tina Redia, get us a station, get us a minicomet.
Ah, Tinoko Shandanes, Tina, Zizu, Zizu, teacher one number, good to Kuchafambase. Mashokoya Camira say Panya Tina.
Mashokandina, and I love Pindra Vachuma.
Eh.
Vachuma, the Vane Taura is a moon, no Uchazirwa. The 40 Vanamtas, Vana, Jiga, Zimbabwe, and Rokanauti. Vasinga chazimo vaimbotaura saizvezvo saka ivo vanoona nokuti munhu unoda kuzama kunatsurudza chinhu chisinganatsurudziki and chinhu chakatorereka kare mutiri unoda kutowa kwakuteya but musi waanofukurwa jira raakapfeka here kana kuti hembe yedzezve rigari yaiyeyo musi wainobva pamiri pake ndopaananatozo kuti ZANU-PF ine violence yakadini and zvinoitika sei iko zvino nekuti arimo haanati kuzviona chero achinozviona haasi kuda kutaura zvinhu zvinoindirana nezvikiitika paground ari kungodefenda chinhu chiri in space but chiri just on the ground haasi kudefenda haasi kutaura aitete kuti tora vhidhiyo ikazodai hapana unobudisa mafotos vangani vatori venhava vanotora mavhidhiyo vachishungurudzwa vachirohwa vamwe achitoiswa mumajere kuzoti munhu nje wakafanana neni kana munhu wakanga ufanana nomunhu unofamba mustreet anozviita ari pai saka vachuma ngavataure semunhu wakakwana mumusoro munhu uri muzimbabwe munhu unoda kugara nevamwe havasi kuda kugara nevamwe nekuti matauriro avo ndokukurunzira violence iri kuitika iyoyo
aiva tiri kuzvinzwa mukuma forward aiwa tiri kuzvinzwa tenge chitika nekuti tina vateereri vakawanda uye zvavamwe vanenge vachida kutsinidzira okay chitaurai chipedzisa zvamunoda kupedzisa asi
mutaurezvemataurirwanoitwamazinga muongorori wezunhu wakangofanana nesu hatina yati masetifiketi azvo asi meso anoona pfungwa dzinoshanda saka inini maonemendireta indoona zvokuti election dei yambotomira kana bhosi otherwise zvinhu zvizhinji zvikuru zviri kuitika chaizvo chaizvo asi tatizanazvo kubuda bhosi hapana unozviteverera mumaruwa nokuti ndoma zvakawandira saka hazvina need zvokuti pave neelection apa pakamira pakadai so kutaura kwavamunangagwakua hapana chetinoona inu zvinhu zvakangobvira kare navamugabe saka inini taati tingoti kuda kwainde kuti maelections
amboto mira ingato shanda kusika zaongoro wakuti chini chinofana kutora nzimbo.
Aiwa
ndo maonero angu ye
aiwa tinotenda chazvo mukoma forward.
All right, maeta basa mozo tatenda skuru.
Tatenda chazvo, tatenda skuru. Gibbs, forward here is saying that the Honorable Chuma is too comfortable, just like Mutasa, Rugare Gumbo, you know, that's what he's saying. That people like them, Mutasa, were too comfortable, but they, you know, the day ZANU-PF decided to discard of them, they are nowhere to be seen. So he is saying that Honorable Chuma here is doing the same thing because he's inside the tent. He's, he's untouched, untouchable at the moment. But the day ZANU-PF moves away from him, then he will be able to witness the ruthlessness of this party. He says that he is loyal to the situation around him because he's benefiting. He's also saying that his idea of videotaping violence when party supporters go after each other is just a little bit ridiculous, saying that even news people from established news organizations have been beaten or have disappeared for taking videos when crimes are being committed by people from the ruling party. And he is commending Mr. Mavinga because he says that he takes the time to study the situation before he talks. So, you know, he is interpreting what is on the ground. Too much violence in the rural areas where nobody goes. So he suggests that the elections be delayed until this thing is sorted out without too much bloodshed.
Okay,
that's,
thank you.
That's what Mr. Forward is saying.
Thank you. Before we go to Mr. Honorable Chuma and Mr. Mavinga, I think we've got a caller on the line. Mbakazita, unjani?
Sikona baba unjani?
Hai, siyaphila kakhulu Mbakazita. Nantu daba la mhlanje ungathini ngalo?
Hai, siyabonga baba kuluzi daba lolu. Ngizaqala ngobaba uChuma. Ubaba uChuma angazi imbuza yena ukuthi ngimphendula. Qala wehle ukumphendula. Ubaba uChuma uyasebenza. Usemsebenzini weZANU-PF yababulali. Uyathunywa. Kodwa kwenzayo khonokho ethunywa evikele iZANU-PF. Ayibona ukuthi uyamphathisa ebuqinini bazamlahla baningi abalahliweyo ababekhuluma njengaye. Omguni babegulisa lapha besenzani balahliwe kakhesi. Yikho la vele uzamfikela ubaba uChuma engavikeli ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF isukisele ngo-83 ukubulala kwamele ukukhitshe ukudisama izipra iZANU-PF yahle yaqalisa ukubulala yaqalisa ukutshaya kuzeyoamla vele azakile njalo lokuthiwana lisithi uhulumende omutsha umnankagwazi ohulumende omutsha unankagwa yizisiniyat umgabe ngoba le mpini umgabe uhanjiswe ngumqinangako unankagwa ngoba lani into yonke njalo kunanto angayiguqula kwiZANU-PF umnankagwa enesawuthi iZANU-PF ufuze iwinane election kuyina ngakuguqula kathi sile dabule emathebeleni into ama-devolution kathi uzafala uvuma ngoba vele ipholisi ezala ikatshintshwa ayikaguqula yikho ubaba uChuma engabe uvikela into eziniyazo lezo xa ukuthi bamtshayele ujuru umjuru kodwa langayitshayiwe hayi kubuhlungu kodwa ngenye indlela siyabongwa ngoba naye bengabatshaya abanye bekuZANU-PF esenza nalowo msebenzi wokuthuma abafana besiyatshaya ubaba uChuma nxa esithi khona bonaza-ke bahlale phansi beyiZANU-PF bathume abantu ukuthi bayetshaya yikho wena umntwana nxa engowakho nxa kukuthi kumbe inja ingeyakho kawuyithumanga ukuthi ibambe imbuzi zamakhelwane yeyisiyibambile uyenzayo yilo inyathelo esilifuna ukuthi bayenzane ngoba akulona ufakazi ukuthi iZANU-PF kusukisa ngo-83 yiyatshaya abantu yiyabulala abantu yanamhlanje singathenisi kuthiwa wonke umuntu ofile kulalilizwe wabulala iZANU-PF nanamhlanje iyabulala namhlanje iyatshaya uyakwazi uChuma konoko uJonathan lwane ubalulekile kakhesi kodwa uJonathan bemvulize khona phana esazi ukuthi yiso ukuba ulwa yikugrawundi kanti bantu besindebele indaba lithengisa kangaka yazi yasisusa ubuhlungu kakhulu kwakhe uthi umuntu wasindebeleni amele abantu basishweleni basibulala kabuhlungu kangaka nanamhlanje uthole emnile akele umnike abanikazi bazivikele bona ayibona umuntu wasindebeleni iThuma abelekho emele abantu lapho ubamele ngalo luhlobo kwakhe enesazi ukuthi basezayo kubuhlungu kakhulu phakathi bethu into ezinjani zabeThuma zanese uyahola yes yakwazi abahlukane lento lezi manje ayetshela ukukhuluma xa ebona ukuthi uthunywa into engasiyo ukuzovikela isitha abantu bezanu-PF labo izitha zelizwe laba akuna nto eguqukile ngabo ingababizi ukuthi umhulumende omutsha nguhulumende nalwana okwamgabi ofakele ukuthi isithutha sizabona ngani sokunohulumende omutsha kodwa umuntu olengqondo epheleleyo akunahulumende omutsha ofakwe lapha.
Siyabonga
mbakazi. Yabonga baba.
Yes,
kodwa ngicela ukuthi uthuma abe lokuphendula ukuthi kathi kungani emela abantu bezane PF kade babulala abantu kangaka.
Yes, bonga kakhulu mbakazitha. That is mbakazitha is expressing his own views. He says Honorable Chuma is working for ZANU-PF and he's wondering why he's defending ZANU-PF so much. He says some people used to do this were dumped and ZANU-PF is likely to dump him one day. And he says, you know, even if he's saying that ZANU-PF doesn't sanction any violence, what about if the ZANU-PF activists perpetrate that against other people? So he wants an answer out of that. But before we go to Mr. Chuma, let's go to Mr. Mavinga first, then we'll go to Mr. Chuma. Mr. Mavinga, I think you have been hearing people saying a lot here about ZANU-PF being the perpetrators. Now, who's going to guard the guards, if that's the case?
That is the big question indeed.
Mm.
But Gibbs, the other thing that we need to look at is the reality that in terms of political ideology, it does not appear that ZANU-PF has fully embrace the idea of democracy, which is that all citizens or individuals must be free to make up their mind politically as to who they want to govern over them. So there is not that kind of freedom. Although our constitution gives that freedom, you would find that the main cause of political violence is to stop people from freely expressing themselves. And therefore, this is why we say President Mnangagwa's words of promising free and fair elections ring hollow when we see the extreme brutal violence against Dr. Joyce Mujuru and her supporters in broad daylight. And the police do not do anything. And I disagree with the previous caller who says the police should not or do not go to the media. When there is such a high magnitude case of political violence, the police must immediately issue a statement to say, we have received a report, we are investigating, and they will then give regular updates. We have arrested suspects, they will appear in court. We are not saying this is a conviction, but that is the process that reassures Zimbabweans that if there is political violence, there will be swift police action and justice. But now, people have seen that Amaim Juri has been beaten, the police have not done anything. They think of themselves and they become afraid and cannot freely express themselves politically. This is the tragedy of what we are looking at here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The statement of political violence.
Yes. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Like always, just stand by. We'll come back to you. We want to go to Mr. Chuma for his responses to what the caller said.
All right, thank you. I think in future for this thing to be fair, when somebody directly attacks me, it's either you protect me or you give me a chance immediately to respond. Because one gentleman said, this is very unfair. I come into this panel to express my views freely. Without being coerced. And I expect either your protection or you give me an opportunity there and there for me to what? To respond, and we set the record straight.
Your point is very well taken, Mr. Chuma. We understand you very, very clearly on that.
Thank you. Right. Anyway, for the record, I am not on any payroll of some sort from ZANU-PF. And all I am doing is articulating the processes that we go through as ZANU-PF, the party, in our meetings in the Central Committee. We have never, ever issued out or condoned a statement of violence at any given level. But if people were listening carefully, I did adhere to the fact that, yes, we have some of our members who might be overzealous because of simple greed to say, I want to stay in power by hook or crook. And those are the people who then end up using any sort of a system to sort of stay in the positions that they are or the positions that they want to acquire. And they end up using violence and stuff like that. But most of the time, if you have realized, these things go without evidence. And then that is where I said initially that let us use the sophistication of our gadgets, our cell phones, the cameras now that can do videos and stuff like that. You just need to do it discreetly. I remember when there was violence that happened here in Bulawayo at the MDC offices. We saw the video of the perpetrators who were beating up Umakupe and their national shame and love more and stuff like that. That video came out and we could see who the people were, you see. But it was within that violent setup, but somebody somehow managed to record that footage. And that's the simple thing that I'm saying. I am saying that Zimbabweans are busy taking footages of accident victims, of Wanwabata and Newakadrevan, etc. Let us take these others. This is a more serious issue, a matter of violence. It's more serious. Let somebody be creative and discreet enough to be able to record those things when they happen so that we have live evidence. Then we don't have to use hearsay evidence. Because you must remember that even the police, when they come in and investigate, they can only prosecute something that has got evidence. If they just take somebody because someone has pointed out and say, it was Mr. Mavinga who did that, maybe because they hate Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga will be taken to court and it will be proven that no, Mr. Mavinga actually that day and time was not even near that place. And then Mr. Mavinga will be acquitted. So our system is not working properly. But our system works with hard evidence. So we need to have this kind of evidence so that we can actually have these people carrying their crosses. Because it's so boring for ZANU-PF as a party to be labeled as a violent party. Yet, some of the members, some of them come in to just use the name of ZANU-PF. I know of a lot of people who are going around their cars with the ZANU-PF flags who you would never even see one day attending a meeting of ZANU-PF. But they were abusing it, knowing that as long as I'm identified as a ZANU-PF member, then I might get away with ABCD. Some even went on to put pictures of the former first lady, on their vehicles. And if you look at those people, they are not even members of ZANU-PF. They are not even in the cell at all. But they use those things for their own selfish reasons and gains. That is why I'm saying that now is the time with this new dispensation. Someone was saying that nothing has changed between our president Mnangagwa's government and our former president Mugabe's government. But I'll tell you that something has changed because for the first time we are seeing interaction with Britain. We are seeing interaction with America. Even the American ambassador to Zimbabwe posted something on Twitter, on those lines. That's the change we are talking about. We are seeing a man who's saying that we are going to open our doors for EU to come and observe the AU and any other body that wants to do that. That's the change that we never used to have. We're now used to every gathering in South of the West. But this man is coming to say, no, let's embrace each other. We are one. We're a global village. Let's live together. That is the change that is there. Why are we not giving him the chance to say, let's give him a benefit of the doubt and see where this will take us to?
Thank you so much, Kwelithi. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ke ukhuluma okukhulumileyo. Sibone lapha ke on Facebook singakathatha abantu ngesiphangiphange. Kulobaba lapha ngumama uNomakhabo says, he said that in 2018 violent tactics are being used to achieve political means. What sort of a civilization are we? And yet we are so educated. Then S. Lindsay Hammond says, nothing has changed. I thought uTumkabe was no longer in power. Kanti uhamba njani? Ngabantu banye phela laba. Yeah, then we've got another person. Vasco is Moyo says, udlame ngolwane bantu bakithi. Then kuzobuya ke labanye abaningi abasithumezela imlayezelo khonapha. Kube kubuya ke njengoPriscilla Mtunga Ndlovu othi khona, are people talking about the past or current happenings? Is current and past kuna ngapho ke mam. Yeah, so sizokuthokozisa isihlobo baba uNcube ecingweni. Baba Ncube kunjani?
Kona kunjani baba?
Siyaphila Ncube, sibila sishaye sibili kuzwele. Siyakunika sibili 1 minute yakho ushaye kutophele.
Hayi, bakithi sesizwile ngodlame lwezanu lolu bakithi. Besikhumbule nje wena umdala
esephumuleni nekuzathize kathi kwahlala sahlala sizunge sonke isikhathi nxa kusiba namavoti sihlale sihlale sevole sihlale sichayelwane
so
sichayelwane sichayelwane yeah. Kusiyevota sisesaba vele sihle singasakwanisa ukuvota bathala abantu asukuthini indaba engavotshwa nxa bengasuko bantu bezanu indaba engavotshwa
so
owenza ukuthi bangavotshwa kuthe kathi engizwa ukuthi ngabantu bezanu abantu labo yo too much
kodwa nxa kusiyuwa phambilini kumele kwenziweni ukuthi kunqatshelwe khonoko
wena usoze kupheli lokhu vele baba ngijuluka kupheli lokhu ezongibona bantuantilo vela basembusweni yiwo ababusayo bayenza intando yabo phi
ye siyawuzwa kakhulu phose lokugcina Ncube
hayi sicele sebe sikhumbula ukuthi enxa kuzathintsha lo nyaka lathi evota sikhululekile singesayo manje hei bakithi lathi kathethi usibuye siye ekhaya sievota vele sizwa nto ethaya sesisesaba vele ukuthi siye ekhaya vile
hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Ncube ungadela kusasa Ncube
hayi sibongile ba
so Mr. Ncube is saying why are people being beaten up? You know, he doesn't understand. He says he thinks that maybe the situation was going to improve. But he says it's still the same, like what people are posting on Facebook. They're saying there's no change in Zimbabwe. So why go back home and vote? I guess we've got another caller. He's Mr. Nkomo. Baba Nkomo, kwa nitu mwani?
Yeah, Nkona Baba.
Yeah, unja Nkomo?
Anye pirami.
Nama fishati sivila kusichelitwe nubwana janutawala.
Okay, lalela la. Izanu ebulala abantu bagcwele igazi ezandleni lababantu. Babulala abantu bezaphu ngo-1982, bathatha ama-farms angu-25 abantu bezaphu, bathatha ama-plaza amakhampani angu-31. ULookout Masuku noDabengwa babotshwa izanu. ULookout Masuku wafelejele, uDabengwa waphuma namhlanje ngu-president wezaphu. Ma umuntu efikele izanu ephuma emathebelelendo umuntu ohlanyayo ongaphila
ngehayi sizawubeka njalo nkomo singathathisa abantu la ubaba uJuma ngabe engumuntu wezanu siyavumela ukuthi abantu bakhulume khonoko so singabeka njalo ukuthi umuntu ohlanyayo engutshoyo ukuthi singathathisa abantu asikufake mnandi kwezi sokeni sixoxe khonapha so akumelanga sithethise abantu so uphosela lakho khona baba qhubeka Nkomo ye Nkomo mbona zani sezonde kakhulu ukuthi kabe engafuni ukuthi ngimtshele ukuthi engakhulumi ungankuyinhlamba so ubaba uJuma Nqaye lapha ubuyela simcelele ukuthi aze sebenza lathi so siyacela abantu ukuthi lingamthethisi ngumuntu esimcelele ukuthi abuyela ukuthi akhulume akufisayo so lokhu is what is called a public sphere. So baba Nkomo sakhona icingwane. Hayi wathi sithi ubaba uJuma ahle mphendule khona apha masinya. Baba Juma mphendule.
Ubaba Nkomo uyakhonza ukuthi bona izana khuma ngayo le sonke sathi vele siyizonda. Yathi phela le zani leyo mhlazana ubaba uNkomo esiyamanyana layo kwaphuma izana uPS. Eyo lapho yini ubaba uDabengwa akangena khona phakathi waba ngomunye wamalunga ezamphele le entsha asimpunguze asizange sokuyangena kwabana sisodwa sangena ngenxa yokuthi ubaba uNkomo wayethe khona hayi bantwana bami ngiyani sigileni lapha sibambaneni siyathila izwe kubili so we are very confident lami nginje ngafelwa esikhathi eGugrawundi so asikuthi kumbe mhlawumbe ngikhuma ngokuthi kumbe mina kangifelanga kumbe kuyini ngabhekwa kodwa lapha sikuzanu PF not idlami leyana eyabulala abantu leyana ebula bami siyayazi njalo dlami nginje ngavele ngiyizoda ilungile ubamsinga azwakho abantu bona ngavele yayivele indilungela nokundilungela kodwa leyi esafakwa kubaba uNkomo ithiyene laleyana eyabula lami leyi singeyunit leyi whether then will agree phakathi or will not agree becomes a different issue ikoti kona ivini ubaba uDabengwa njana wange waba khona elilunga lepoint bureau yaleyizanupf entsha wasephuma-ke ngenxa yokungaphathani kuhle okunye okwabo phezulu khona ngale wasesiyabuyela wayafoma engizaphu futhi angilini ngoba ungakhumbula izaphu leyana eyakudala yayingatsho zaphu yamandebele yayizaphu yelizwe lonke yiko baba unkomo wayethwa nechibo chitheza nechibo chitheza kwese kwese babe khona osakupwana abavela kona le babe khona omthimiri babe khona abanengi othikele ababevela kona le emashoneni bekhona abakuzaphu liyani so yayingaso zaphu yobandlululo yayingaso zaphu yamandebele kuphela yayizaphu yabantwana bezimbabwe bonke so thina lapha esilapha phakathi kungabona abantu asesithengisile kube sesithengisa amandebele whatever no that's a wrong mentality silapha ngenxa yokuthi kona sile conviction thina sasilandele ubaba unkomo and we understood him
Sorry, we have to leave it here. We thank our guest this evening, human rights lawyer Teoma Vinga, and ZANU-PF Member of Parliament, Honorable Joseph Chuma. Thanks also to listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
And I'm Tanono Kawande, hoping to see you next time.